focus on your achievements. Now, I know that you've experienced this in a toxic work environment, maybe a negative place, you maybe experienced some negative things, but that doesn't mean that you don't still have achievements and accomplishments that you can focus on and remind yourself of your strengths and make a list of the success that you've had in your previous roles and or your current role, regardless of the environment. Right? This can boost your confidence and help you articulate your contributions to your potential employers. So don't let the environment take away from your accolades. You are still great at your job, even though you are going through being in this environment that doesn't allow for you to thrive. You're still thriving.
Welcome to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. I help corporate professionals find and secure successful careers in record-breaking time using my proven framework. I'm on a mission to not only reduce burnout and overwhelm in the career search, but also in life. This is a school where you don't want to miss not one class, so be prepared to be schooled. Class is now in session.
Hello. Hi, and welcome back to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. So welcome back again. I appreciate you being here. And so today our topic is all about how to move past negative work experiences and toxic work environments before you start searching for your new job to prevent taking old baggage into the workplace. And so I wanted to talk about this because I know a lot of times we get ready to job search, but we have experienced post-traumatic stress in our current work environment. And so sometimes that stress that we have encountered, the toxic work environments that we are enduring, can keep us from making a move into another environment because we're afraid of what we're going to encounter in the next role. We're afraid of, we get into this phrase that a lot of times people like to use, the devil you know versus the devil you don't. And you would rather stay where you are because you know the toxic work environment that you're in right now. You know the negative experiences that you have with your colleagues or your managers or whomever. You know that right now. And so sometimes we're like, what if it's worse than where I am? And so sometimes those things can keep us from making the moves that we need to. And then also we can go into have new experiences and go into new environments with the wrong mindset and with the wrong attitude because we have not let go and we did not leave that old baggage behind for a fresh new start. Okay. So I just want to talk about a little bit of that today. So the first thing you want to do in order to start to move past that negative experiences and that toxic work environment is to reflect and acknowledge. You want to take time to reflect on what you've experienced. Acknowledge the feelings and the thoughts that you have about your current or a past job, whether it's anger, frustration, sadness, whatever that may be, and understand that you don't work for, that is not who you are. That was a situation that you were in. That was the current circumstances, and that you can move forward in looking for a new role because what you've experienced is not who you are. Okay. You want to take the time to reflect your experience because I think sometimes, especially for many of us, we will have a conversation with our significant other or our friends or another colleague about what we've experienced. And because other people haven't experienced it, they'll brush it off and it will have us believing that, oh, it's me. Maybe it's me. Not to say that you have to be a victim in the circumstances or the situation, but acknowledging that your feelings are valid. It's okay for you to be angry. It's okay for you to be sad. It's okay for you to be frustrated. It's okay for you to feel whatever emotions that you feel, even if the situation happened a while ago, even if it didn't happen last week. If you still feel a certain way, that could impact how you job search going forward. And you want to make sure that you go into a job search with a clear mind and that you can make sure that you're going to go in, you're going to ask great questions in the interview. You're going to make a great decision because you're not stuck in the past about how you felt, right? The second part of that is seeking closure if possible. And sometimes I know it can be difficult because some issues are unresolved. And this may mean a few things. So this may mean having a final conversation with that colleague or with that manager. Or another option is just to simply write down your thoughts and your feelings about that experience and letting it go. So you can do one or the other. You can do both. You can do them all. So for me, I remember being in a work environment that was very hostile with the manager. And when he would want to have conversations with me, we had to stop meeting just the two of us and have HR in the room because what I would say would not be what he heard. Right. And so I decided that our last conversation, that I wanted to see some closure. I wanted to let him know how I felt and what I had experienced. And I wanted HR to be there as my support. Okay. I also did have an exit interview. I wrote a letter in as part of that, just again, explaining how I felt in the situation. So when I left there, feeling so much lighter, even if I wasn't expecting anything to happen to him. That wasn't why I did it. It was for me feeling closure because I had felt like I did not know what brought some of the issues on. And I still don't know. So closure wasn't for him. It was for me. And so now I could talk about the situation. I can have a conversation with the manager. I could probably have a conversation with him. And I have my feelings about it are now neutral. Like I don't have any feelings about it at all. The third point is, and this is what leads me into that, is learning from that experience. Identifying the lessons from your experience, what you did learn about your professional needs, your boundaries, your deal breakers, your non-negotiables, what you need in a work environment. These things will give you insight and help guide you in your search for that new job and for better alignment around your values and around your professional goals. So once you reflect, and this is why the journaling aspect that I mentioned before, writing down your emotions and your thoughts, when you're writing down that, allow yourself to think about what your ideal work environment would be, what are your ideal needs? What are your deal breakers? Work is just like any other relationship, and we are allowed to dream about the relationships that we want. I know as a little girl, I used to dream about, we used to play these games where we would talk about like how many kids we're going to have and what kind of car we're going to drive. We used to dream, and I know that I don't know if people do that anymore, but I used to daydream about that life. And the same thing that we can do that in our careers, even though we are big kids, even though we're not little kids anymore, dreaming about, oh, one day I'm going to drive a Corvette or a fancy red car, and we're going to live in a big house or whatever your dream may have been. You still get to dream about the career that you get to have. I don't believe in dream jobs or dream careers, but that doesn't mean that you can't dream about the experience that you want, the boundaries that you set, the environment that you get to thrive in. All of those things you get to, I'm using the word dream, but you get to get some insight on what it will take and for you to be in alignment with that. So for you, if a deal breaker is insert X, right? And when you go on a job search and when you are in an interview and that deal breaker comes up, you know that it's time for you to exit because it's a deal breaker, not because of anything else, but this goes against your core values and your beliefs. Now, the thing is, you have to know what this is, why you need to dream, because you're allowed to follow those values. You're allowed to follow those beliefs. And so if one of your boundaries is saying, hey, you know what? I have to leave work by 4 o'clock because I pick my kids up every day from school, then that's a boundary. If a boundary of yours is I don't work weekends, then that's a boundary. And you should be okay with that. You should not have to feel like you have to validate your reasons why. Your boundaries are your boundaries, and a no is a complete sentence. Learning from an experiences. What we have to know and understand is our past experiences so much reflect who we will be in the future. And that can be negative or positive, and it can be neutral. But if we don't resolve our issues and if we don't learn from the lessons, then we will go again. We will go into another situation and we will have that same experience because we were never clear and did not allow ourselves to learn from that. Like I remember, and I spoke about this on LinkedIn a while back, but I remember going on a trip, taking my sister to New York for her 30th birthday. And when I got back on a Monday, I think it was just a Friday, just a weekend trip. And when I got back, the manager said, oh my God, like all of these things happened while you were out, this email, so on and so forth. And I was like, I'm getting caught up on email now. And he asked me, like, why didn't I spend Sunday getting caught up on emails for Monday? And at the time, I was still fairly new in my career and I didn't want to ruffle any feathers, whether I was new in my career or not, just because of our relationship. I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. And so I just said, I didn't know. Now for me, I was like, why would I do that? It's my weekend. It's like I had someone covering for me. There was someone there. I didn't think that I needed to check my email on a weekend. I don't check my emails every weekend. So why would this weekend be any different? That was my initial thought and probably some of the things that were going through my head and was part of the reason, like after us having this very toxic conversation, that was prompted me to start my job search. And so now one of my boundaries is I don't work weekends. I do not. Like I have no need and no desire to work a weekend. That doesn't mean that I can't, if I want to, check my email, but it is not a requirement for me to. And if that is a requirement. So when I go into interviews now, I ask questions about boundaries. I'm going to ask what that means, right? So again, I learned from that experience. I'm like, let me make sure, what are the expectations here so that I know, right? So now I want to speak about maybe two or three more things about how you can move forward and pass this. And the fourth one is to focus on your achievements. Now, I know that you've experienced this in a toxic work environment, maybe a negative place. You may be experiencing some negative things, but that doesn't mean that you don't still have achievements and accomplishments that you can focus on and remind yourself of your strengths and make a list of the success that you've had in your previous roles and or your current role, regardless of the environment. right? This can boost your confidence and help you articulate your contributions to your potential employers. So don't let the environment take away from your accolades. You are still great at your job, even though you are going through being in this environment that doesn't allow for you to thrive. You're still thriving. Even though you're in an environment where you're being micromanaged, you're still getting your work done on time, ahead of time. You're still blowing things out the water. You're still getting great results. You're still getting recognition from the higher ups. You're still getting recognition from your vendors, your suppliers, your clients, your stakeholders, whoever you are engaging with on a daily basis. That doesn't take away from that. If people really knew the crap you were going through and saying, oh my God, how are you able to show up and show out the way you do in the environment that you're in? And that's what happened to me. People were like, how do you do this with reporting to him? And I'm like, because he's not my achievements. He's not my accomplishments, because I still have a job to do. And this is not going to be my last job. So I'm not going to let him or them or anyone else impact who I am or impact my character, because I still have a character. I still have values, regardless of how someone else is showing up and trying to show up in my life is not going to affect who I am. Now, that doesn't mean that it didn't impact who I was, but it didn't impact who I was. It may have impacted how I felt personally and professionally, but I didn't allow it to impact my accomplishments and my achievements. Okay. The final thing is two more things. The next one is I want you to set a clear goal. Clearly define what it is that you want in your next job. I have my clients do this exercise when we work together. It's called the ideal work day. And so I will just tell you a little bit about what I want you to do here to give you some insight into how you can start to build out your ideal work day. But what kind of company culture, what type of management style, what type of team dynamic are you looking for? Have clear goals. Having a clear goal, can help you keep your job search focused and aligned with your professional and your personal standards. So if you don't know the type of work culture that you thrive best in, this is that time for you to look back on your past work experience and your past work environments and say, where was I thriving? Where was I just surviving? Where was I drowning? Okay. You want to be able to answer these questions so that you can make better decisions in the next role. Same thing with management style. I'm going to say that I don't work best in a micromanagement work environment in a management style, but that doesn't mean that everybody does it. What is the management style that works best with you? And micro is not the only style. There are several other ones that you may work best in or may not. But for most of us, whether we're still on a team. So what team dynamic do you need in order to work together, have a collaborative environment, thrive at work? Like, we spend a lot of time with these people. We want to make sure that we're spending more time with them than we're spending with our families. And so we want to make sure that our work family is a dynamic that we enjoy going into, whether it's remotely or whether it's going into work hybrid, whatever your work situation may be. You still want to make sure that you get some type of joy and fulfillment out of it. Okay. Now, the last one, this should have been number one, but I didn't put these in any order, is practicing self-care. This goes for, right? Self-care is important for us to practice regardless of who you are. This does not mean that, because work is work. Work is mentally draining. Work is physically draining. And we all need to be able to decompress. So making sure you take time, both physically, mentally, and emotionally, like taking care of yourself, exercising, eating right, getting enough sleep, engaging in activities that you enjoy outside of work, and that experiencing activities that relax you, right? Now, again, the list can be exhaustive, but this is my personal list and what I experienced when I was going through a very toxic work environment and things that I allowed myself to do on Fridays after work and Saturdays, and really enjoying that 2.5 day days that I had because I knew what I was going back into. And so by taking these steps, you can help mitigate the impact of the past or the current negative work experiences that you're having, so that when you start your new job search, you're going in with a fresh and you're going in with an optimistic perspective. Now, if you are in a toxic work environment or you are in a negative workplace and you want some support in finding a new role where you no longer have to be subjected to the environment that you're in, I would love to be your career coach. I take 5 clients every month. And for the month of May, I am now scheduling our 30-minute calls where we will talk one-on-one about what's going on in your current work environment. What are some things you can do? Maybe it is that you do want to stay there. What are some things that you can do to lessen or ease what is currently going on in the work environment? And maybe it is time for you to go, and what you should do to create an exit strategy. I would love to have that conversation with you. Go to the link in the show notes and schedule a consult call. It's going to be 30 minutes. And we're just going to have a conversation about what you're currently experiencing. And if I am the right coach for you, we will talk about the next steps. Okay? All right. Hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Like what you heard so far and want to take this work deeper than the podcast and work with me privately one-on-one, then book a free sales call by clicking the link in the show notes below. Or you can visit www.nextlevelcareer.co/coaching. If you've enjoyed your listening experience, share this episode, then leave a rating and a review. Until next time.